afternoon. My name is Joseph Kibiapo, and I'm speaking to you from Norfolk Prison. And I want to thank you for the opportunity to be able to address this very important issue for which we are summoned. So let me begin by saying, are we going to do any justice to the subject matter? Do we have to first begin by taking the hypocrisy out of the narrative? And we begin with the premise that racism is isolated between a handful of bigots in this country in the wrong place, and we will not ever buy it again. In this country, racism is still alive and well, and we have only to look to the Trump campaign for evidence of that. This is a man because he began to show his horns in public, emerge from a group of seven men that consisted of an African-American who started out as among the frontliners, and a Latino who was considered the up-and-coming golden boy. So the issue that racism is limited to a few in this country is a false. To the question of our role in it, we have to be proactive beyond just having conversations about this. In an era where people, where officers are killing us with impunity, the residual effects are reach far and wide. I live in an environment with generations of young black boys and young Latino boys who have lived lives of worthlessness in your own mind, and that's one of the byproducts of the race. And because they see themselves as worthless, they don't have any qualms about murdering those they look like them, or you put their own minds in harm's way. We must, it's imperative that we address these issues with honesty. Now, to do so, that's going to be painful for all parties that's involved, but we have to be about the truth. To the issues of solutions, we have to make sure that we're dealing with things in a level playing field. The law should be the law for all. If a cop kills, he should not be celebrated and given paid vacation for having done that. He should be suspended without pay to begin with. And if evidence ever reveals that he was in fact innocent, then his pay can be restored and his status can be restored. If he is found not to be, then he should be prosecuted to enforce the next law. We are. There is a saying in legal circles in this community that you can indict for ham sandwich. So the idea that officer after officer after officer after officer after officer is vindicated or failure to indict occurs speaks to the racism that is widespread in our system. When an officer falls, we should not have to witness a court full of uniformed officers in support. Okay, well, that's an act of intimidation. If officers are uniformed, they should be on the job. If they're just there to support their brothers, they should be plain clothes. If a gang member was on trial and his crew showed up in their colors, they would have to be caught in court moving a heartbeat. This kind of hypocrisy needs to be addressed. It needs to be addressed out loud. There is also subtle racism that we have to look to as a contributing factor as well. Any of you that have had the experience, for example, of watching The Talk or watching Meet the Press with Emily Rooney, you will see in both situations that you have an African American on the edge of the panel, but they never get to speak first. They always have to wait for a white person to speak before they allow And in case anybody wants to throw Whoopi Goldberg in my face as a part of the GOP, be advised that she can't speak for white folks in the 44th, so that she was black. about. If we are going to bring about change, if we are going to be able to tell our youth the value of life, then we have to demonstrate that their life is worth value. And for those that would argue on the heels of the backroom situation that this brother killed a black officer along with white officers, be advised that the narrative and peace within the prison walls is that black officers don't protect our community as well. I mean, they get involved when it comes time to walk the black feet, they're black officers. When it comes time for them to get involved in community programs, they're black officers. But when one officer is killed, they're brothers are blue. And so we can't have it both ways. When they fall, are they brothers in blue or are they brothers? Which one is it? They have to take a stand. If they're not willing to take a stand, then they might wind up taking the fall. So, if you're serious about dealing with the issue of racism in America, then we have to confront it honestly. And we have to confront it often. Otherwise, sadly, and dangerously, we're going to get lines that are happening in current prison. How do you have five officers non-indicted and now they're going to turn around and get sued? And no doubt get paid. For committing murder. That's how great black people, black citizens should not be the only ones that have to fall to the law again. That again echoes the run. I don't know what my time frame is, and so I will begin there. And like I said, I wish I had the opportunity to address the questions, but obviously, from where I sit, that's not going to be possible. But I am a prisoner in Norfolk. I can be visited. My visiting schedule is available to the young lady that is committing this case. And for those that would wish to write to me, I would love to have a more in-depth dialogue. Those that would willing to